Det var egentlig min mening, at det her indslag det skulle være en optagelse i en samtale med Charlotte Le Sénécal, som er presserepræsentant for det franske turistbureau i København. Det hedder Atout France. Men hun havde travlt med alle mulige andre ting, og så siger hun, jamen kan du ikke tage den her samtale med ambassadøren i stedet for? Han må da vide et eller andet om Frankrig, og det måtte jeg jo klø mig i nakken og sige. Ja, det var måske ikke noget dårligt alternativ. Problemet er bare, at den franske ambassadør i Danmark, han taler ikke så godt dansk endnu. Jeg ved faktisk ikke, hvor godt dansk han taler, men han griner lidt af det, jeg siger i øjeblikket, så et eller andet tror jeg, han kan forstå. Og jeg kunne godt lægge ud med, at hvis man nu tager en biltur til Frankrig, så kan man køre til 24 timers Le Mans for eksempel. Det er en mulighed. Man kan også lige gøre et ophold hos Disneyland i Paris. Man kan også tage ind til Operaen i Paris, som i øvrigt har jubilæum begge to her i år. Og så kan man tage til Sydfrankrig. Det var egentlig det sidste, jeg gerne ville sådan fortælle lidt mere om. Men nu er jeg lidt spændt på, hvor meget mere vi får at vide. Monsieur le ambassadeur, jeg beder ambassadøren om at præsentere sig selv. Will you please present yourself?
Yes, I'm Christophe Parizeau. I'm the French ambassador in the Kingdom of Denmark since June 2022. I'm actually turning almost 50 soon and I'm actually a diplomat, professional diplomat, since more than 24 years now. And I'm actually quite pleased to be ambassador in Denmark at the time that we are experiencing with a lot of challenges ahead of us to actually just tackle jointly and within Europe. So, great moment.
Definitely, and that may also be one of the reasons why I think it is a good alternative to Charlotte to talk with you, because a lot of things is going on in the world, and I don't want to talk about politics. But if you want to go out and experience something, then I think driving in a car is a good opportunity. Denne optagelse finder jo et sted på ambassaden i København, og det vil sige, at der er sådan lige lidt ambiente lyde, kan jeg kalde det, når nogle mennesker går igennem lokalet, så det må I altså lige finde jer i derude ved højtalerne. But tell me, if we have focus on the south of France, you had a short presentation where a lot of the talk was about art. And when it comes to art, I think it's quite interesting. A lot of people, a lot of Danes are interested in art. What can you experience when you go down there? Aix-en-Provence, for example, Marseille, whatever.
First, actually, it's actually nice to drive. I will opt for a cabriolet or something like this, which is like the sun will be there and just like outside. So take your time and just like...
You don't have a lot of storage room in a cabriolet normally.
I know, but still, no, I will definitely, if you go, for example, to Aix-en-Provence, actually, this year you will have the 2025 Cézanne year. So you have actually amazing paintings from Cézanne, and you know that he has painted like La Montagne Sainte-Victoire, in fact, which is actually something that you can drive there around in the Provence with actually the field of the flavors, these flowers and this light. So I will go for it, and you have actually an incredible actually singing opera festival actually beginning of July. That would be something. And of course, I mean, gastronomy is something that you could go, because the further you go, I mean, say you go from, you can go from Provence and you can go till to Marseille, I would say in one sense, and you can have actually kind of amazing actually Provençal food with a lot of sun into it and things like this. And then go to Marseille and have a bouillabaisse, which is like more a fish, and then actually the harbor and stuff like this. So no, I will go in terms of culture, you will always find. You have, of course, you're not far away from Avignon and things like this, where you have a strong historical preference. You can go to Arles, where you have the Roman actually arena that looks like something. So that's, you're really in this area, just like actually on the Rhone, I would say Valais, you can just go there and just like find many, many stops and for amazing things. So no, this year is going to be absolutely fantastic.
And then when you're talking about Arles, actually on my wall at home, it is not an original, but I have actually one of the paintings of Van Gogh. I don't think a Dutchman will say you are pronouncing it right, but I think most people know what I'm saying and sure. What I mean. He's really inspired by the area. I've never been in Arles myself. I've been in the area, but never in the city of Arles.
Arles is actually something that it's a sunny city in a sense, with a long tradition with the arena, but it means also long tradition. You have the fiesta or the party in Arles. They are very famous. You have actually also the tauromachie, which is more like the bulls and stuff like this. You also have like this festival of photography in Arles, which is actually certainly one of the most famous in France. It's just like it's a very old, I would say, antique town. You still have this feeling that you could be in a little bit of Italy or something like this, because you do have this Roman type of arena and buildings and stuff like this. So this is Arles, I would say, for it. Aix-en-Provence is a more royal town where you have all this tiny little hotel privé, private kind of hotel that you can find. The color also is important in Provence and in this area because the wall reflects the sun. And it's a little bit what you say about Van Gogh. He went there for the light. All these kind of impressionists, they went there for the light.
When we are talking about that area, and it is coincidentally so that in a few weeks' time, I'm invited to do a test drive of the new Dacia Bigster, which is happening in Marseille, so I will notice that. But I have been in Marseille a lot of time recently, actually. And I remember one of the very first time I went to that area, it was back in, I think it was 1970. I was very young at that time. It says more about my age, I guess. But I went to a race at the very new Paul Ricard circuit. So I've been at Paul Ricard, also for Formula One, many times. And when we're talking about that part of, let us say, my work, we also have the Monte Carlo rally, for example, in the winter time. If you have nothing to do in the middle of January, then go to Monte Carlo and look at that. I thank you very much for this conversation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tak for snakken til Christophe Parisot, som er fransk ambassadør i Danmark. En snak, som i noget længere udgave kan høres på motorsiden.dk lyd. Med de ord er det slut på motorprogrammet i denne uge. Jeg hedder Søren Clouding, og jeg er tilbage igen i næste uge med en prøvekørsel af den velvoksende MG HS plug-in hybrid. Og så kan vi præsentere spændende verdensnyheder fra det store Toyota Kenshiki Forum i Bruxelles, som vi har besøgt. Hvis du vil se billeder og læse mere og meget af det, du hører om i motorradioen, så besøg motorsiden.dk. Motorsiden.dk og også Formel E.dk præsenterer sig Honda, der er topaktuel med Danmarks premiere lige nu på Honda ZR-V og ny Honda HR-V.